You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
That is right. You are on Various Artists on 95BFM. Please let us know what you've thought about any of the pieces, the songs, the whatever so far through our texting machine that is at 5395. Or just, you know, contribute to our good old summer sort of price pack. There's a good amount of that going through right now.
Or you could call us on 309-3879. Spice just up the show a bit.
Just say hi. Why not? We've got email as well. Just do what you want.
Yes, we do have email. hearts@95bfm.com.
Get in touch. Local streetwear outfit Sky Pirates is opening the doors to their exhibition tonight over at their space at 607 New North Road, Morningside. Artists from across the Tamaki Makaurau scene are bringing together street art, photography, and more. To learn more, I had a chat to founder Lucky Lance, aka Lance Fepuliai, about the exhibition.
Hey, what's up, yo? It's Lucky Lance here representing the Sky Pirates Gallery today.
Back around for a second round, and it really goes to show how much you do in the Tamaki art scene. Could you kind of introduce us to what Sky Pirates is?
Sky Pirates is a clothing label that's now turned into a community garden in a sense, because we have a gallery space. But yeah, ideally it started off as a clothing label, and I guess the background behind it is I make music first off, and with Team Dynamite, when we started breaking through, we used to get care packages from a lot of local brands at the time, which was like Money Shot, ABC and stuff like that. And so they never made 4XL t-shirts, so yeah. I never got any of the merch, and it all went to Tony T's and Has Beats. And, you know, so I decided to sponsor myself and created the brand Sky Pirates. And it was out of a line of one of our songs, and like the meaning behind it's pretty much like the sky represents your dream, and to pirate is to take without asking, trying to encourage these kids to pursue their dreams as we did.
And how long has it been in the works for?
I think 2012. Yeah, so that's when I got the first piece of artwork. So the head illustrator at Sky Pirates is Elliot Francis Stewart, aka Deus from TMD, who's anyone in the art scene will know he's, you know, the creme de la creme. And so that's how I just went about it, is like, you know, see if the bro can do some art. And then 10 years of doing that, it's like, it's kind of set our aesthetic.
That kind of leads to the exhibition that you guys have coming up this Friday, I believe it begins?
Yep, Friday the 24th of November.
Yeah. What can you tell us about the artists that are involved in that and the general vibe that you're going for?
The exhibition we're having on Friday is called Sky Pirates and Friends. And we just invited a whole bunch of our friends to come and put on a little joint show. So then it takes the responsibility of it being an individual artist, and they can just have more fun. And so we got a lineup, Bobby Burst from TMD also, Deus, who was Elliot Francis Stewart, One Deep, who's Jamie McCready, who's a photographer for the local scene. We got Malaki coming from down south. We got Fat One from TMD, aka Charles Williams. Gasp, if anyone knows Gasp, and Otis Frizzell. And so a lot of these names and artists, like, people will have seen their work, they just don't know that it's them.
I mean, a lot of them are quite active in kind of the street art scene around Tamaki Makaurau, and oftentimes around Aotearoa, which is not usually a medium that you get to see put up in a gallery space like this. What kind of motivated you to push these artists into this space, in this zone?
I think it's just because these are the artists I like.
Yeah.
You know, and they're friends of mine too, so it wasn't too hard to kind of curate that. And I think they all of them originated from the, you know, street art and graffiti scene, but now they're, you know, top of the pile now as far as you know, street artists moving into being able to make it a sustainable career, I guess, and everything else that comes with that. Like, even Burst is like a doctor. Like, it's Dr. Bobby Burst, and he works like at Unitech with the creative industries and stuff. And obviously, like, Fat One, everyone will have seen his, you know, he paints a lot of the birds around town, so all these big birds on the sides of buildings. But yeah, I think I'm just happy to get the friends together, and really, it's you'll know about this, is just putting on events for the community, really, you know. So after that, you know, pandemic, everyone really wanted stuff like this, and now, you know, we're trying to provide that. So hopefully people aren't like, oh, I'm tired now, I'm going back inside.
Yeah, it's good to do it, especially in this sort of very free space, like you said. I mean, is the gallery space sort of a mixture between just a regular brick and mortar clothing store that you're kind of transferring into this gallery space?
Yeah, very much so. It's pretty much like when I signed the lease, I had no fixed idea on what I was wanting it to look like, and I'm still kind of letting it grow organically. And so really, it does have the Sky Pirates merch. And then we got a coffee machine in there from Atomic Coffee. Shout out to Atomic Coffee. And so we just open on Saturdays, but then upstairs is now turned into the Launchpad office. So all the work I was talking about with the, you know, social enterprise, that's what we do upstairs. And so that pays the rent. That's why people are always like, how come the shop's never open? It's like, well, because we're trying to work on it's going to be a stressful time to sell t-shirts and coffee to pay the rent. Like, so yeah, it's more than one way to skin a cat.
Bring it back to the exhibition. Was there any particular brief that you gave to the artists for what work they would create / supply you guys with?
Yeah, I just said the brief is Sky Pirates. And because, you know, you can interpret that however you like. And even I've just seen the bro has just been sending some of his work through, and man, it is amazing. And one of them is like this sick painting, but it's of like a thistle, yeah, like a weed, like kind of plant. But it's beautiful, like this. And Otis Frizzell has sent through some of the stuff he's been working on, and I'm like, man, I don't want to sell this stuff. I want it for my own home or the gallery itself. But yeah, obviously, like, so the idea around the exhibition was no prints. It's just all original artwork.
The exhibition is going to be opening this Friday. How long is it going on for?
So this one will be open from the 24th of November to December the 3rd. So not long, because we got another exhibition happening December 9, which we haven't announced yet. So this one, yeah, November 24th, and it's going to open at 4 p.m. down at 607 New North Road in Morningside. But we've also got our Selecto coming through with his big earth tone hi-fi sound system, who's actually, he's Christoph Altruento's older brother. And so him and Christoph Altruento are going to be spinning vinyl out the back, and really just an excuse to kind of get the community and our friends together and come and hopefully enjoy a nice overcast day.
Yeah. And what time is that on Friday?
Yeah, 4 p.m. 4 p.m. till, we would say 10 at the latest, depending on, you know, what's happening out the back. But yeah, 4 p.m. doors will open. So Friday, this Friday, couple of days. All the flyers are still sitting in the shop, so if you haven't seen it around, that's why I'm down here today.
Nice. Plugging it. That was Lance Papuliai chatting about the Sky Pirates and Friends exhibition.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.